It's moisturized, the new all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Rolly 903. Program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mare's popular show off and the star of the Rolly Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Al Jolson didn't get a better reception on Amos and Andy. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Aren't you glad you know what 903 means?
Huh? Well, yes, Red, but now that I do, I have nothing to look forward to. No mystery to unravel.
No? You got an option coming up you can worry about.
Well, Red, I see where your picture of the show off is open in theaters all over the country. How's the picture doing?
Well, they almost banned it in Boston.
Why?
Well, in one scene, my garter showed.
The kid, the film broke, and they thought that the bare screen was a little too suggestive.
This being the first picture you made since you got out of the Army, what did the bosses at MGM think of your performance?
Well, they like it, all right. Marjorie Main thinks I'm another tailor.
Really?
Yeah, she said I ought to go in the suit business. Hey, how'd you like my picture, Anita?
Well, I couldn't enjoy it because some fellow behind me kept whistling and clapping every time you came on the screen.
Oh, that's
and
awful.
I finally turned around and hit him over the head with my umbrella.
No kidding. That's awful.
Well, what would you have done?
Well, I had an umbrella to hit you back.
I didn't know it was you. You sure get carried away with your pictures.
Yeah, the ushers carried me out 3 times.
You know, you feel awful silly watching yourself on the screen, you know? But it's a lot of fun, though. How else could you eat a bag of popcorn and kiss Marilyn Maxwell at the same time?
What really impressed me about your picture was your serious acting with Jacqueline White.
Oh.
Why, at one point, you made the whole audience cry.
For their money back, huh? Say, did you like my love scene with Marilyn Maxwell? How'd you like that, Clyde?
Well, it was okay in that love scene, but you didn't kiss Maxwell long enough.
Well, I did before they cut it, you know. At the preview, they showed the picture. Our clinch lasted halfway through the newsreel.
Oh, Red, stop kidding.
No kidding. John L. Lewis came in and broke it up.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, smoke this new Rolly 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
And now Anita Ellis will sing the old Rodgers and Hart favorite, Where or When. Give it to that Kirkwood's listening.
Sometimes you think you've lived before all that you live today. Things you do come back to you as though they knew they were. All the tricks your mind can play. It seems we shouldn't talk like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where. Clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before.
At this time, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Fred Allen for mentioning my name on his program last week. Wasn't that nice?
Thank
you
very much.
Now we open the story to the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, and it's about department stores tonight.
The department stores of today are confronted with many problems, and to help solve disputes between the customer and salesperson, there is a gentleman known as the floor walker. Chapter 36 introduces our gentleman of diplomacy.
Walk, 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 walk. All day long, just walking around stupid people. People rush around here for things they can't get for people they don't like who don't want them anyway. I don't know how I could stand it if it wasn't that I was full of the old Christmas spirit. Floor walker?
What's that, Bud?
I say, are you the floor walker?
Who do I look like, Bobby Walker?
I thought you were the floor walker, but that flower in your buttonhole puzzled me. Yeah. Why do you wear a cauliflower?
I don't. It keeps sliding down from my ear.
My, you're happy.
No, I ain't.
Whistling?
Yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt, too, but I ain't drinking tea. I drink that, though. Hey, my name's William Lumpup. What can I do for you? I'm the floor walker.
Well, I'm here to do a story for my newspaper, the California Sun.
California Sun?
Comes out once a month.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are some of the duties of a floor walker?
Well, I have to watch to see that the customers are happy, Jay. And if they're happy, then I know they haven't been buying anything. I gotta watch each department to see that kept in order. You know, some pretty embarrassing things can happen. Like yesterday, a little boy stole a sign off the blouse counter and he put it over in the bathtub display, see?
Mm-hmm.
Never so embarrassed in all my life.
What did the sign say?
See, how would you like to see your best girl in one of these for $1.95?
I see you're wearing a discharge button.
What's that?
I see you're wearing a discharge button.
Yes, sir, boy. During the war, I served in the Army and Navy stores.
Did you ever spot any shoplifters and pickpockets?
Yeah, one shoplifter tried to sneak an icebox out of here, but we had it nailed down to the floor. See?
Did he get away with it?
Oh, no. We've always had that hole in the floor. You know, them pickpockets are pretty foxy, too. They'll come up and talk to you for a while, and then before you know it, they got your shirt and pants right off of you. I could never understand. There, somebody give me a kimono, quick.
Chapter 37, The Impatient Customer.
Hey, what's the main crowd for here?
Soap. They have a limited supply of your favorite soap.
Oh, not mine. I'm beautiful. I'm engaged. I use Dutch cleanser. Why don't they open up the store? Gee, I'm in a hurry. I gotta catch a bus, you know.
They're opening the door now.
Oh.
Attention, customers. Please do not rush. There are plenty of sewing machines, ice boxes, radios, and washing machines for everyone. The doors are now opening.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get my head out of this shopping bag.
I wondered where I got that head of lettuce. Get going, Bob.
Can I help you, sir? Would you be interested in a new suit? What kind would you like? Something expensive or something like you're wearing?
Well, no, I can... Came in
to deal. Well, here's a beautiful imported model. Just run your hand over that herringbone weave.
Oh, okay.
Careful. Oh, here, let me take the bones out of your fingers. Now, here, get into this coat.
Look, I don't want a suit. I only want a mousetrap.
Would you like trying the pants?
Well, the way this coat fits, I won't need any pants. Look, I'm in such a hurry. I only came in here for a mousetrap.
Any special kind?
Well, better than what I've got now. The mice are using it for a rubdown.
That man over there will take care of it.
Okay. I don't miss my bus. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. Hello? Hardware department? No, we don't have any Christmas tree lights. No, we're using candles on the store trees. No, ma'am. No. No danger at all. Now, that talk about candles setting the tree on fire is a lot of baloney. I have to hang up now. I've got to go and slice some more bologna.
I'll work that clerk. Have you got any mousetraps?
Oh, yes, sir. Just a second.
Well, what do you mean, just a second? I've been hurrying up, will you? I got to catch a bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. We ain't got none that big.
Okay.
Chapter 38, The Department Store Janitors.
The department store and only 7 more mopping days till Christmas. Wish I knew what to get Sarah do for Christmas. Maybe I'll get her a mink coat. I don't know, though. I don't think it would go with her skunk complexion. Let's see. One of them coats that cost about $5,000. I got $3.08 in the bank. Let's see. 3 from 5 would be, that'd only leave me $1. Maybe I could get her some nylon stockings. No, they don't sell them in 3, so that'll be all. No, I wonder what she's going to give me. Last year she gave me a turtleneck sweater. She knows I ain't got no neck. Well, I guess I better get back to work here.
Howdy, Clam.
Oh, Sarah do. Howdy doody to you, too.
Sure, nice of you to help me clean the store,
Clam.
It's certainly good to see you working. You know, I thought you was going to be a bum all your life.
Me, too. But we all slip sometimes. I got my department all cleaned up. I think I'll mosey over and see if Santa Claus is in the toy department yet.
Why, it's too late. And besides, ain't you a little big for that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know. The Easter Bunny never complained. After all, I gotta tell him what I want. I don't want to be forgotten like I was yet last year, you know.
You got something, Clam. Remember the sweater I gave you?
Yeah, but it was too big. That thing really stretched. The longer I wore it, the longer it got. You know?
Oh, no, it really didn't stretch, did it?
Oh, no. I like things flapping around my ankles. Good 3 weeks before I took it out of the box. Get along here with the cleaning up the store before it opens, Will.
Clem, I think this vacuum cleaner here is broke.
Well, maybe something's caught in the brushes. I'll just stoop down and take a look.
Watch out, Clem. You might get your nose caught.
Just turn the vacuum on.
Clem, be careful.
Don't forget them 2 ears in the bag.
So, there's another vacuum down in the supply room where they keep the dummy models.
Well, I'll go down and see if I can get the sweeper for you. Do, 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 do. This must be the room here. Window supply room. Awfully sorry, miss. I didn't know you were in there. What's she doing here at this time of the night, huh? Boy, she was kind of pretty, wasn't she? Miss, could I come in and get the vacuum cleaner? Would it be all right if I come in, ma'am? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? What's the matter? I got you spellbound, huh? Ain't never seen nothing like me before, have you? Oh, look, now you better stop looking at me like that, because I come from a family of people, boy, that girl look at a guy like that, kissing is in order. Okay, you're asking for it. Well, there went my garter. This charming lady here.
Oh, Clem, she's not a lady. She's a dummy.
Now, don't get smart alecky. She's a very pretty woman. I know a dummy when I see one. There's one over there.
Where?
Where I'm pointing.
Well, that's funny. He's pointing back.
Yeah. Besides, I know she ain't a dummy because she just kissed me.
Clem, you're the number one moron.
Well, then how come they ain't making a movie of my life story, huh?
Ain't real.
Yeah.
Go on, kiss her again.
All right. Boy, her hands sure are cold, ain't they? Well, cold hands, warm heart. You know, I kissed her. Now, they stayed on that time, didn't they? Now, what's your plan, huh?
No, just kiss me.
Well, let's not get sickening about this.
Kiss me, Clem.
Okay.
Now, Clem, are you convinced? Do you see the difference?
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. I thought you were just jealous for a few minutes. Now, will you please get out of here and let us alone?
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new. All new. New blend, new freshness, new taste. And remember,
medical science offers proof positive. According to tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
The new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos. Brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness.
And medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play Embraceable You by George Gershwin.
Chapter 39, Shopping with the Child. This is the story of a certain child in a store, which is worse than a bull in a china shop.
Are you all right, Junior?
Yes, but I don't want to carry these packages anymore. They're too heavy.
Well, it was your idea. You wanted to carry them.
I know it was my idea, but something went wrong. The longer I carry them, the heavier they get.
All right, I'll take the packages.
Okay, put your shopping bag down so I can get out. You've been banging me against the sidewalk too much anyhow.
Well, here, we're going into this department store. No, don't let go of my hand, Junior. I don't want to lose you in here.
You don't?
No. Uh-huh. They have a very efficient lost and found department here, and I'd probably get you back.
You sure does love me, don't you, huh?
Follow me through these revolving doors.
Through the revolving doors?
Junior, you're going out again.
Be right back.
Junior, come out of there.
I heard I'm getting dizzy. Pull me out the next time around!
No, Junior. Why did you do that?
Oh, boy, I'm getting sick. I like to travel, you know. It's in me blood. I'm sort of a gypsy, you know. Round 50's only sheep. Yeah. Gypsy, I meant.
Oh, heavens, look at this crowd.
Yeah. Jump.
Junior, is that you singing?
Yes, it is. I'm happy.
Well, what are you doing?
I won't tell you. I want you to be happy, too.
Now, what have you got in your hand? Huh? Just go a bit.
Okay.
Oh, my leg!
Is that all the thanks I get for giving him his garter back?
If I didn't have my hands full of parcels, I'd spank you good.
Well, I'm not going to offer to hold him for you, figure.
If you'll be a good boy, I'll buy you a box of mixed nuts.
A big box?
Yes.
Walnuts and pecans?
Yes.
Brazil nuts?
Yes.
And almonds?
Oh, yes, everything they have.
Can't eat them. Get under me upper plate. To get under me upper plate.
Come along. I'll take you to see Santa Claus.
Oh,
maybe you'll be good then.
Yeah, I'm going to see Santa Claus. Hey, what does I do when he calls me up to him, huh?
Well, you get on his lap.
Yes.
And then you tell him all the good things you've done during the past year.
Oh. In other words, I just sit there and keep my mouth shut. Huh? Hey, I wish I could think of something to get for Grandpa, you know.
Oh, I know what,
what?
Junior. Your grandfather needs a new hairbrush.
Yeah, you wore his last one out on me. I'm not going to buy a new booby trap for myself.
How about some ties for him?
He wants another tie like I want another whipping. Hey, you know what would be better? Buy him some toys. If you'd lend me the money, I could get him an electric train or a speedball or some water skates, you know.
Are you thinking of your grandfather or yourself?
She knows me pretty well, doesn't she? Hey, if you give me some money, and I could do some shopping.
Well, very well. Here. Here's a penny.
A penny? Well, thanks, sporty. Let go see Jenny.
Yes, we will in just a minute. I want to see if they have any blood donors red lipstick.
Sure.
You stay right here.
Okay, I'm going to stay here. Oh, look at that pile of bottles there on the counter. I wonder what's holding them up. I wonder if I took the one off of the bottom, the rest of them would fall. Maybe they would. Then again, maybe they wouldn't. Then again, I didn't know why I'm standing here. Maybe you're not going to do it anyhow. Let's see. Now, I just pull the one off of the bottom like this. Nope, didn't work. I'll take the one from the middle. Nope. Anybody got a weak heart, you better go out and get a glass of water. Now, I'll try the one from the side here. Whoop! Nope, stubborn little rascals. Now, I'll try one more.
Okay? Don't do it!
No!
Don't
do it! What, don't yell? You scared me!
Come on, Junior, we're going home.
No, I want to see Santa Claus.
All right, come on.
No, I'm going to see Santa Claus. Here is where he lives, and here is where he sits, and... He's gone!
The sign in front of his chair says, Santa's gone away to feed his reindeers. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What, you going to feed him with an eyedropper?
I want to see Santa Claus. I want to see Santa. Please, Grandma.
Oh, he's gone, child. Don't cry.
I
want to
see him.
My fault, but stop.
What did you fall?
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless your heart. He's around here someplace. I'm going to find him, too.
Junior, come back here.
Maybe he's behind this platform here. He probably saw me coming and ran, and I don't blame him at all, you know. Santa Claus, maybe I'll stick my finger in this little hole. It's a button, maybe, to open up a secret door here or something.
No!
Just a cute lamb. It's like a little boy and it lights up.
I've never been so shocked in all my life. Santa Claus, where is you? This is Junior, the little kid with the atomic background. Jumpy, Shanny. Oh, what's that thing on the hook there? It couldn't be. Yes, it is, too.
Junior, what are you doing? Now, come with me.
No, look, I'm going to look for Santa Claus because he couldn't have gone very far away from here.
What makes you so sure?
Well, because, look, he'd get arrested for running out around without any clothes on. Look, his suit's hanging right there on the wall. Look. Oh, maybe this fat man coming has seen him.
Junior!
Hey, Fatso, have you seen Santa Claus around?
Well, I, Well, he was here a few moments ago.
Well, if you see him, you tell him if he wants his red suit, he'll find it over at my house.
Okay, Sonny.
Goodbye.
Hey, little boy, come back here. Good heavens, come back here. Oh, dear. Remember, we'll all be back at the next Tuesday at the same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
Let's go. Saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying Rolls.